Cambridge today received the following letter. Re. Mayor's irresponsible spending and poor leadership show a clear intent to act with malice. I am writing to express my concerns about the current approach to addressing homelessness in our region, especially regarding the significant financial resources being allocated to initiatives that may not effectively address the root causes of the issue. It is alarming that 80% of our chronic homelessness stems from systemic failures, particularly related to the Family and Children's Services, FNCS. Over the years, this organization has removed numerous children from their homes, often for reasons that might not align with current legal standards. This has resulted in a troubling legacy in our community, as many of these young people, upon entering the foster care system, have experienced instability and lack of support during their formative years. As they transition into adulthood, many find themselves without the necessary resources and stability, leading to homelessness and further exacerbating the cycle of poverty. The rising cost of living has compounded this issue, making it increasingly difficult for low-income families to secure stable housing. The job market is competitive, with positions often filled by newcomers or students, leaving long-time residents struggling to find employment. While the opening of new facilities, such as Amazon, may offer some relief, it does not address the immediate and pressing needs of our most vulnerable citizens. Additionally, the closure of resources and support services in the downtown area, following the merger of Cambridge and Kitchener, has left many without essential help, particularly in the context of addiction recovery. The dismantling of programs that previously offered support has only served to make the situation worse. Moreover, the lack of recreational opportunities for teenagers in our city is alarming. With scant options available for engagement, none that are affordable, it's no surprise that some young people are turning to negative outlets such as drugs and crime. Our current leadership seems to prioritize the interests of wealthier constituents while neglecting the needs of our youth and the less fortunate. The recent spending on demolishing encampments could have been more compassionately directed toward revitalizing vacant buildings to create housing for the homeless. It's disheartening to see how the current administration's focus appears out of touch with the pressing needs of our community, prompting us to reflect on our shared responsibility for our neighbors. Instead of demolishing encampments, we could have invested in essential services that help individuals maintain a sense of dignity. Providing portable toilets and regular garbage collection are crucial steps that can greatly improve living conditions. The lack of proper waste disposal is a significant challenge, and addressing these basic needs could lead to a more humane outcome. The mayor and city council's approach toward those living in encampments feels lacking in empathy. It's painful to witness individuals already facing hardship being treated with insensitivity. Furthermore, regular police patrols and drone surveillance help with fires and whatnot. We can advocate for more compassionate policies that truly support the homeless. By redirecting our efforts toward solutions that restore dignity, we can foster a more caring community for everyone. Given these pressing concerns, I believe it is essential for our leadership, including our mayor, to reevaluate their priorities and focus on sustainable solutions that genuinely support our community members rather than merely address the symptoms of systemic failure. Amanda Speed, Cambridge.